there's a store in Florida that we're going to talk about, and it happens to bring up my favorite part of every show, or when we do it. It's time for the High Wire Hero of the Week. Our High Wire Hero of the Week is Alfie Oaks. I love this guy. I don't know if you saw him, but he owns a sort of farm-to-table grocery store. He's been all over the news. This is what that looked like in the news. Take a look at this story.
We all fantasize about a time when we won't have to wear the masks anymore. It's not now. But some at a supermarket in Florida appear to have decided that the time is now.
A Naples grocery store going viral for not requiring masks inside.
This was the scene at Oaks Farm Sea to Table Market in Naples today.
Lines of uncovered faces prompting mostly heavy criticism.
Proof of that seems to be shocking much of the rest of the country, but it is barely raising an eyebrow here.
The sign out front outlines if you have a medical condition that prevents you from wearing a mask, you are exempt, and we cannot legally ask you about your medical condition.
Alfie Oaks is making national headlines for not enforcing mask wearing at his Oaks Farm Sea to Table Market.
Customers can wear a full bodysuit. And if you're afraid of bumping your head, then put on a football helmet.
You don't think masks work and that the virus is not a real thing, a hoax?
I know the masks don't work, and I know that the virus has not killed 400,000 people in this country. That's total hogwash.
His anti-masking practices fueling harsh criticism on social media, but it's also apparently fueling his business, attracting shoppers like this woman.
This is the only grocery store that we support currently.
Well, Alfie Oaks is a man after my own heart, and I am honored to get a moment to speak with Alfie. Alfie, first of all, thank you for being reasonable. Thank you for being great on camera. Thank you for not seeming like a crazy person when you talk about the reality of this is a free country. What made you do it? Like, what inspired you to just say, oh, this is hogwash. I'm done with this.
Well, it was very thought out, and you know, we've never worn masks here or made anyone wear a mask here ever since the very beginning. And we have about 8,000 to 10,000 people coming through a day. And the decision was made after I actually had a conversation with our Senator Rick Scott early on. I was begging him not to actually get to the president and urge him not to do any shutdowns. That this was, and we both agreed that neither one of us were really doctors or epidemiologists. So he had one of the world's leading epidemiologists get on a three-way call with me back in February last year. And we spent several hours. And after speaking with this gentleman for several hours, and I wish I could have recorded the conversation because he was spot on. He said that children weren't going to be affected by it, and that really healthy adults with a good immune system wouldn't be. They were just worried about this chance of more of the older population and nursing homes in particular, of it just spreading really very quickly. And I said, well, this is everything that he gave me, and an hour and 45 minutes of information. I listened to mostly, but at the time when I did take that conversation with under the premise that it might change my mind and that I might not come out, you know, I might be a little bit more hesitant. And after I got done with him, I was convinced that I was 100% right, that this is a political pandemic. And a year later, I got 3,200 employees. Not one person's died. Very few people have been sick. The people that did get sick went to a doctor that got hydroxychloroquine and zinc, and they were better within 2 or 3 days. I mean, any person that's ill can stays home, but that, you know, going back to something earlier in the show that I listened to, this is a bad thing about some of these graphs. At first I watched that 0.06 about the children mortality. Yeah. And I knew that was an insane number because I've done a lot of study on it. And I thought, well, you know what, maybe a lot of times with those graphs that they miss it up, they miss by two numbers. So it would be 0.0006, but that's not even the case. Doing the numbers by the 74 million and 247 kids, it's 0.0000034. So the chances are better
You're hired.
To hit the freaking the Powerball than that fear kid that dies by COVID. So you know, there's even I think behind Bill Gates in a picture I saw, he had this book that was about, you know, lying through statistics and right. There was an obvious blatant error there. I'm a numbers guy, but so.
All right, well, let me ask you a question. Shannon, we have a video. I believe you had a film crew that was in shooting, and someone came up to you. I want to play this video because it gets to the heart of what we're all facing. Those of us that want to step forward, take a look at this.
Double-shotted. I'm totally safe.
I have nothing against masks.
So just tell people to come in wearing their masks.
Come in wearing your mask.
I do. I don't need it because I've got two shots. But if other people are scared, I'm wearing it for them.
Well, you're allowed to wear your mask.
Yeah, but everyone thinks that you are against them.
No,
because of that sign
no,
out there.
I'm not.
Which literally gives permission to people who can wear the mask to walk in here pretending they can't wear the mask. My husband's a doctor, so he's explained it all to me.
Anybody that thinks that I'm against the mask, that's the farthest thing from truth. Actually,
sign down.
Absolutely not. I would never take that sign down. That sign doesn't say that we're against the mask.
Well, that sign, it really kind of gives permission to sneak in there without it on.
No.
But the law says they have to wear them.
No, the law doesn't say that.
Yeah, it does.
No, the law doesn't say that, ma'am. With the most respect, I love that you're wearing your mask.
I don't have to. Okay, I'm double vaccinated.
Well,
I'm
then,
good.
Then don't wear it.
I'm doing it because other people get nervous when they see people without them.
Well, that's a sad thing. If you are really afraid of the virus, then come in with a full virus suit like they wear in the virus lab.
Don't make a joke of it.
That's no joke because a mask does not protect us from the virus.
You know, obviously, you know, you and I look at the same type of data. I've been saying this for years, but I was talking to a friend of mine that had put a post about he saw someone on the subway not wearing a mask and we got to get in these people's faces. And I said, hey, man, then you're telling them to attack me because I don't wear a mask, you know, anywhere I go, except for if I have to fly because I don't want to get kicked off the airline. There's nothing I can do there. But what he said to me, I called him and said, what's going on? And he said, look, I think that, you know, in order to make people feel comfortable, my job is to wear a mask. And I thought, really? And that friend is Jewish. And I said, you know, I think that was basically the yellow star thing to make, you know, Germans feel comfortable to know who was who. You know, you had to wear that. Or, you know, in order to make men in, you know, certain societies feel comfortable, women are forced to wear burkas. But how do you look at that? You know, you have a customer sitting there and how do you, you know, what do you think about this idea that in order to make everybody comfortable, we've got to do what they want to be wearing these masks? How do you respond to that?
Yeah, it's a terrible social experiment that's going on. And you know, the fact that it's become political is insane to me. And it's very common sense for one thing, you know, it's really that I think that the majority of the people wearing the mask are doing it for that reason, because they know the people that come and wear masks all the time from Chicago and New York and all these places and are wearing it all the time. When they come into here, they take it off and they never wear it. So it's most of the people aren't doing it because they're afraid. And I'm not saying that there's not a lot of people that have bought into the fear because the media is telling you a million times a day that, right. that you know, there's all these people dying. That's obviously they're dying of other issues. The CDC says 94.5% of the people that die from other comorbidities, not right. really, you know, not the difference between causation and correlation. So when you get down to the 0.5% that do really die from maybe COVID, it comes down to the regular flu numbers and it's not a pandemic. So, you know, you can see through that once you start looking at the numbers. But it's a shame because it's become this political thing. I love every person. I have 3,200 employees. Many of them are liberals. And I love everybody. Like I love every person. Even we got on the main news here when the BLM came, and I called them out. I called the BLM group out for being, you know, basically it's a hoax. If you look into it, they're not to unify our country. They're not set up for that. We know what the reason is. And I told a lot of the employees, I'm like, you're welcome to go out there with the BLM people, and I'm going to love you and respect you. I might think you're misguided, but if you come and do your work, we love all people. And it's the same thing with this mask now, is that I have some of these girls that are liberal that work at our all organic store and they wear the mask and they're young and healthy. And I think they're not doing it because they feel threatened by health, but it's almost like like you're wearing it pridefully because you support the left party, and that it's an allegiance. And that's the really sad thing of how they've been able to manipulate this thing in that way, because they've sit here and been along the ride where they've watched that none of their fellow employees over here have got sick or ill or anything. Early on, there's a few more people that were maybe been more concerned about it, but now we're a year of data in, and we've, you know, I always say if Fauci really cared about the American people, he'd be coming to our store and saying, okay, for the last year, you have, you know, 90% of the people have not ever been wearing a mask. There's 8,000 people a day coming through the store. Let's see how come these people haven't got ill. Let's see how come right. No one's died. It's because we are breathing in and out freely. We're getting plenty of sunshine. We're eating healthy. And a lot that I don't know how much time we got, but a lot that Chad Sullivan was saying really inspired me to give you some thoughts on the farming end, on all that. I was actually
well,
in that
what?
Plant. That
you know what, Alfie? I'll bring you back on because we are. I do want to sort of stick here, and I think I am fascinated by that. So let's bring you on again and talk about health because it's clear. I've been wondering why is it that Whole Foods is the biggest Nazis in the world when it comes to vaccines and masks and all of this. And I'm like, what happened to organic foodie? Why are you reading labels? Why are you looking at where your food's coming from? But you don't care about the chemicals that are on the mask that you're breathing, all of these things. But what I really want to ask you before we go is, you know, I talk to friends. Some friends are just like, dude, this is never going to end, man. We're in masks till the end of time. People are too stupid. They're not going to do anything about it. Alfie Oakes is out there all by himself. What do we need to do? I mean, you did it. How do we wake up? There's got to be more people like you. Is there something we can do to inspire more restaurants and grocery stores to do what you're doing and create an environment? Look, we'll flood in there. I know we're everywhere. We will flood these, you know, these businesses without our masks on. What can we do to make that happen?
So you got to be bold and stand up. And, you know, our country was founded on civil disobedience. That's the facts. And when there's tyrannical rule and laws that make no sense that are against our constitutional principles, our God-given constitutional principles, we have to stand up. And a lot of people, unfortunately, were in this apathetic stage that our founding fathers knew we were going to get here. And people just lay down so easy. And I'm not one of those guys. And I mean, I've had hundreds of doctors, literally hundreds and hundreds of doctors come in here and they tell me they know that the mask is all BS. And I'm like, well, will you jump on and do a little quick video with me? Absolutely not. They're afraid of losing their job. So many businesses, and I say that these businesses, and that's why we're doing this initiative on March 1st, bold businesses, you know, business owners for liberty. And we've already got close to 3,000 businesses on board that are going to open. It doesn't matter where you're at. We need to have people have got to come out, because if we wait for the politicians in D.C. to tell us that it's okay, it's never going to happen. They're enjoying the power. I'd say there's 15 good ones up there. So you got 420 self-serving cowards up there that don't really care about the Constitution or our individual liberties, and they're not going to open things back up for us. We have to take it, you know, upon ourselves. And we've fought. There's a mask mandate in Collier County, but no one's ever going to. I said, you'll bulldoze the building before you ever get us to wear a mask. I was at the county commissioner meeting. I said, I'll wear handcuffs before I ever wear a mask. And I'm not going to do it. And you know, if it was different and it was really where people were dying in massive numbers in reality, not fake numbers on the TV, because
and
we're seeing
that, you know,
that it actually worked, then we'd be wearing it. I'd be in my house right now, right? But instead, I'm out hugging and kissing 8,000 people a day, loving everybody and having the best year of my life. The business, ever since Sam Brock did the hit piece on us, we've done about an extra $1.5 million in sales. So I sent him some flowers a week after Valentine's Day. I didn't want to send him on Valentine's Day. I thought he might get the wrong idea. The guy's a little funny.
You don't want to get him too hot and bothered all in one day.
Yeah. But you know, it's just such a shame. And Chad, you know, said that this is a plan for communism. It's really more of a plan for globalism. You watch Bill Gates come out and he's talking about coming. We should all start eating synthetic beef and we'll get used to the taste. Are you kidding me? So there's a reason behind that. And they synthetic beef would be made in a big plant that would be government, like controlled by monopolistic companies. And beef cattle, and thank God what they're doing is exactly right. They're putting it in small groups of you know, little small farms. And that's what needs to happen to save our country. We all need to band together and get out of this big you know, these big, and we can do it with our pocketbooks. We have the majority of people on our side, and we decided where to spend our money. And if we do it with local businesses, it doesn't matter if it's a liberal local business or conservative, we can support this, what's really what they're trying to crush in this country with this pandemic.
Absolutely. Alpi, really quick, if people are in the Florida area, March 1st, tell me about this event. Where's it going to be, or how do we have to go to the internet to figure out? There it is. The lockdown in the U.S. is over, effective March 1st, 2021. How can people get directly involved? What should they do?
So if they have, you know, we have had several lawyers reach out in different states that said they'll do pro bono work, and the businesses that want to be bold, and we encourage them, we give them some different ways. And if they just eat right now, if they email us at thefreedom@oaksfarms.com, and that's O-A-K-E-S farms.com. Some people forget the E, but freedom@oaksfarms.com. You email us if you're a lawyer and you want to help out in your state, because obviously each state needs its own representation. Or if you're a business owner that wants to join on board, like I said, we're approaching 3,000 people that have already sent us emails from all the word we're getting out. And it's the first step. I mean, we have to take control of this on our own, or it's never going to happen. And we're going to keep pushing. We're having on the 6th, we're having a freedom rally right here at the store. We're having a lot of people coming over of some big names here. And the store has turned into a place for patriots. It's a true blessing. And I would love to get back on your show and talk about health, though, because one of the Let's reasons so many of us here have not been afraid of this virus at all, because we keep a healthy immune system, and we grow, you know, we have 3,000 acres of farmland. We bring 100 items in a day that's picked that morning that's fresh, and it makes a huge difference.
That does make a huge difference. We will have you on again, Alfie. It's great meeting you, and I look forward to having more discussions like this. Obviously, you know, we're of one mind. Our audience, I think, is right there with you, and I think you're going to meet a lot of them when they come to that march on March 1st. So take care, Alfie. Thank you. You're a High Wire Hero of the Week. Keep up the great work. I think you're inspiring millions to step up and be human beings again and truly be Americans, which means rebel against stupid, ridiculous, pointless laws. So take care.
Absolutely. When they're taking our liberties away, we got to stand up. We can't keep kneeling down, or it's going to be too late. And we're approaching that point. And I think there is more people awake than ever. That's what we console ourselves with.
Absolutely. All right. Take care, Alfie. Yeah. We'll talk to you soon.
If you like that clip, then be sure to check out our live broadcast of The High Wire every Thursday morning at 11 a.m. Pacific time. You can watch it on Facebook, YouTube, iTunes, and Twitter. We'll see you there.